Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. I'm Jason Mackey in for the guys, along with the limitless wonder, Austin Bechtold, producing behind the glass. Thank you so much to Tyler Kennedy, former Penguins great, current budding broadcaster. I don't know. Back when I was on the Penguins beat, TK was just starting out on this broadcasting voyage, and now the man's everywhere. He's polished. He's done a great job. So thank you so much to Tyler for joining us. Great stuff there. Limits, how freaked out were you by the idea of Tyler Kennedy getting 23 stitches in his tongue? I was significantly freaked out.
Yeah, saying a little freaked out is definitely not the case. I was kind of squirming back here, same, trying to just half listen to the story because, look, I don't think either of us are nearly as tough as a hockey player could be. And that would absolutely destroy my confidence in everything. I feel like I would be dying at that point.
Yeah, I mean, that's... How do you... I can't imagine one stitch in my tongue, let alone 23. I mean, what he was talking about was absolutely insane. Like, I can handle the bodily injuries a little bit better. I get, maybe that's not the right term, but, like, I had my kneecap split in half and playing baseball. I was okay with that, but I don't know. 23 stitches in my tongue just sounds... absolutely brutal.
I hope there's no pictures of what TK's tongue looks like. Because
no,
if so, I don't want
to
see it.
There has to be, right?
Do you really think that a dentist or a doctor would really want to document that?
I don't know, but
hey,
I would want to document it.
Here's how bad it was.
Dude, if I got 23 stitches in my tongue, you bet your you know what, I'm taking a picture of it.
For what? That you can pull it up at the dinner table,
yes,
and show everyone that night?
I would hold that against everybody for the rest of my life.
Just because I'm tougher than you, look,
yes,
what I was able to withstand.
Oh my gosh, yes. Oh,
I don't know if I would want to relive that memory or nightmare, depending on how you look at it.
I mean, just in this situation right now, like if I had ever done that, I'd keep that on my phone and you'd be like, oh man, my tooth hurts or something, or I've got a headache. I got 23 stitches in my tongue.
Yeah, try this. Look at all my teeth knocked out in the bottom. Look at my mouth guard with 4 teeth in it.
Right. He said he was literally squirting water to pull his teeth out of the mouth guard.
Yeah, you ever see the movie Tooth Fairy? Where do you think they got those teeth? Me.
Oh, my goodness. And now I'm regretting that I don't keep a picture of my knee in my phone. It doesn't have the same cachet, though. It's not like, here, look at my knee injury. But if you say, look at my weird tongue, I feel like it's a little bit crazier. I don't know. That was good stuff, though. Enjoy the conversation. I enjoyed the Sid stories. I had never heard some of those. I love swapping good Sidney Crosby is a ridiculously wonderful individual stories. We don't appreciate it enough. You know, him being named the 6-time NHLPA most or well-rounded player, whatever you want to say. I guess it's not a true MVP. You can give that to somebody else. But the most well-rounded player, the most well-rounded human, the most well-balanced human, Sidney Crosby just continues to score off the charts. It's absolutely insane, the stuff that he does, the care that he shows, just a good time to appreciate all that. Fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. Want to get into some draft talk here. Want to get into some Steelers talk in general, but frame it around the draft. There's something that has been rolling around in my head about the draft sphere and what we're doing, and just some stuff that is out there, sort of an assumption, a narrative. Maybe it's a bit of a straw man. I don't know, but I'm tired of hearing about it. I'm tired of hearing about this quarterback situation and shoehorning somebody in here where I don't think it fits. They're going to trade up to get Shedeur Sanders? Why? Especially if they also sign Aaron Rodgers? Why? Former NFL GM Mike Tannenbaum was on with Andrew Stocky from WTAE, and they were. This is where I started thinking about this. He said he could see the Steelers trading up to number 10, getting in the Chicago Bears spot to take Shedeur Sanders, even if they sign Aaron Rodgers. And Tannenbaum certainly is not the only one here who seems to want to intimate or suggest that the Steelers sign a quarterback in addition to bringing in Aaron Rodgers and maybe moving up to do it. Ryan Clark, somebody, I love Ryan Clark's opinion. I think Ryan Clark is fantastic. He's somebody else. I think he said he would, quote, sell the farm to move up and get Shedeur Sanders in here. I just don't understand that move whatsoever. None of the available quarterbacks are worth giving up what you would have to give up to move up. And I don't think the Steelers right now are in a position to do that. I would much rather see them, if they're going to bring Aaron Rodgers in here, you might dislike that. I certainly understand that opinion. I would cling tight to the idea of improving the 2025 team as much as possible. And there's a lot of ways to do that. We can sit here and debate defensive line, wide receiver, running back. I mean, it's a pretty quick debate for me. I think it might be for you too. Limits, so we know we're on the same page here. Where do you go in the first round as of now? Do you have a hard and fast opinion, or you have like one or two options?
I was always just because you allocate so much on the defensive side of the ball doesn't mean that you have to do the same in this year's draft with a defensive lineman. Now, that was before they traded for Metcalf, and seemingly, at least according to your colleague Jerry Dulac of the Post-Gazette, doesn't seem like they're willing to trade Pickens at this point. Wide receiver and D-tackle are the two main clogs for me. Yeah. Unless Tyler Warren of Penn State is there, and he's a talent who I think is probably the best all-around weapon in the draft. If you can get him, take him. Don't think he'll be there. So either I like Luther Burton, I like Emeka Ibuka at wide receiver. That's if you trade Pickens. Even so, if you want to pair three different wide receivers, load up on offense, where they've done over the last 5 years, spent the most amount of money as anybody on the defensive side of the ball. That doesn't excuse that they need help at defensive tackle. They could do it in the third round, but I think it's most likely that they go D-tackle.
Yeah, to me, it should be easy here. This should be a fairly basic discussion, and maybe that's the idea of our society. We have to overcomplicate things, or we're attracted by flashing lights, which in this metaphor is a quarterback. To me, this is such an easy move. You have four gigantic, talented, first-round worthy defensive tackles staring you right in the face. You've addressed your wide receiver position. You theoretically have addressed quarterback. If not, I mean, you have an offer out to Aaron Rodgers where you're comfortable allocating a pretty good amount of salary, whether that's 20 or 40, whatever it is. Like, you're obviously going to play Aaron Rodgers. You spent heavy on DK Metcalf. If you're keeping Pickens, like, there are all these stars in the sky here. I just don't understand why we're not, take a defensive tackle. Take a defensive tackle. Or, as Limits was saying, I don't have a problem with if some of those guys are there. If Emeka Ibuka is there, which I think he will be, if you think we're going to pivot into wide receiver. Like, we're just going to load up. We have to give Aaron Rodgers weapons. We can get a running back in the third, fourth, fifth round, something like that. But I don't understand the obsession with talking about quarterbacks in the draft. Like, Jackson Dart, no offense, Joe, we're talking about the Steelers, drafting him being an option. There was a week where he's all over people's mock drafts, which is a separate can of worms for me that really drives me nuts about how a mock draft can change from week to week. I don't understand that. But we're talking about Jackson Dart being a potential Steelers pick. They didn't go in the first round as like a quarterback of the future. They weren't at his pro day. With the Steelers, Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan, and how they handled themselves going to pro days and scouting, getting out on the road, are they really going to take a guy and give him the keys to the car the first round pick, this like long-term quarterback problem without going to his pro day? Let's just be realistic here. You know, and if Jalen Milroe wouldn't have been invited to the draft, is anybody going to think of him as a realistic option at number 21? No. He was pegged further down the list. He's probably a second round pick, and they don't have a second round pick. Which is fine, but why are we talking about this? Why are we talking about Shedeur Sanders? I mean, maybe he falls, but again, if you're with Aaron Rodgers, what's the point? If you bring in a 41, soon to be 42-year-old quarterback, you should be improving your team. Leave 2026 for that. Let Mason be the bridge. Maybe somebody else is the bridge. I don't know, but you're having both. You're trying to do both things. It's once again the biggest problem that has beset the Steelers for years. You're trying to do both things, in or out. Either try it, you lump, put all of your chips to the middle of the table with 2025 and Aaron Rodgers and your aging quarterback, and we're just going to end the playoff drought and get what we can now. Or say the heck with it and don't sign Rodgers and then get your first-round quarterback. That's fine. Why are you doing both? It's exactly what we've railed against the Steelers and tried to get them to avoid. Don't do both.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Pick a lane. One or the other. Anyway, we're 1 week out from the draft. I am curious on these opinions. This is someplace I think it would be very good to get some participation here from you all, 412-928-9370. Do you think like me? Are you kind of over the quarterback talk? Do you think it's silly? Do you think a little bit more like limits, which I think Austin probably has more of a pragmatic approach. You can see both sides. You can see the defensive tackle. You can see the wide receiver. You're not all in on a quarterback,
no,
correct?
I mean, the fixation on quarterback, like, I understand it because the Steelers don't have one. So obviously it's just natural to think, hey, could Jackson Dart, could Shedeur Sanders, could lightning in a bottle Jalen Milroe ultimately be the guy here? But the philosophy for me is, even though it's a significant need, if you don't love the guy, don't reach.
Right.
Don't
exactly.
Go and get someone who isn't worthy of being picked, whether it be in the first round at all or at 21, or if they decide to trade up for somebody. If they're not worthy and they're not worth it, don't take him. Like, Artie Burns had like a third round grade on him. That clearly showed its case when the Steelers picked him in the first round. No, it's a little bit of apples and oranges, but quarterback's
no, but the same idea.
It's the most important position in all sports. Don't just take somebody because you need to take somebody and then say, well, now we have to dedicate 2 years to them, but because we have to see if they're going to work out or not.
This might be a really weird opinion to have. My favorite quarterback solution in this draft is like Will Howard in the fifth round. If you feel a need to bring in a quarterback and you want to work on a project, you want to get somebody, I would love Will Howard in the fifth round. That would be fantastic. Or somebody like fifth round or later, you just take somebody with like a build, a makeup, aptitude, potential, something like that. You never know. I mean, I don't know how something like that's going to play out. If you bring in Rodgers, you've got Mason as a veritable backup. Like, that guy's probably not going to get a bunch of reps, but that's a heck of a lot better than any of the other alternatives. I don't like that. So we'll get some calls on here. I know Austin is in the producer's booth fielding some of those. In the meantime, I want to remind you, the Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. So, quarterbacks, do you want one? How early do you want one? I agree with Austin. Don't reach. And that seems to be sort of the consistent theme here. Shedeur Sanders would be a reach if you trade up. Jalen Milroe might be a reach at number 21 as an overdraft. I think it's probably the same for Jackson Dart from Ole Miss. There aren't a lot of people who have him going that high, at least not in a sane kind of way. My opinion, I think defensive tackle is a much bigger thing. I think it's the one area of their team that they have not addressed in a substantive or a adequate way. And you've got guys there, Oregon's Derek Harmon, love that. Michigan, Kenneth Grant. There's a lot of things you can do there. I'm even against a running back in the first round for this reason. I think they need more help. They need more help along the defensive line. And you can also make the argument, if you have Aaron Rodgers, you need pass catchers. You need people to do the hard work. You need speed. You need to give him options. So if you want to get a running back in the fourth, fifth round, something like that, that's fine. They should be available. But you want to give Aaron Rodgers options, and you pair Emeka Ebuka with George Pickens and DK Metcalf, and darn it, that's not going to be one of your better wide receivers groupings in the NFL. I mean, that's at least a top 10, maybe a top 5 on paper wide receiver group right there. Do we have people lined up? I cannot see the screen, so I'm gonna lean on you for this, sir.
All right, let's do it. Let's start with DJ in North for Sales.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and agree with you. Go defensive line, and that would also solve the problem that they consider going back to a 4-3 defense. Don't worry about these edge rushers paying them $83 million or whatever they want. Just go back to the 4-3. You can load up on defense this year.
I don't think they're going back to a 4-3. I find that unlikely, but what would you do with the linebacker situation? I didn't expect to get the 4-3 suggestion. What would you do with the inside linebacker suggestion? What would you do there?
Well, you got Queen.
And so you just sit Peyton Wilson?
Peyton Wilson on one side, and what's the name of the other fellow they just picked up last year?
I'm not sure what you're talking about. I mean, Highsmith, Watt, Landon Roberts.
Who?
Landon Roberts, but he's no longer with them, but he was picked up last year.
No, there's another guy. Is it Higgins or not Higgins? What's his name?
Limits? You got
Are you thinking of Cole Holcomb, who didn't play last year?
Well, that's one, but there's another guy. His brother was on the team for a while. Herbig.
Herbig, okay. I think you called him Williams. All right, yes. Herbig, yes.
Yeah, Herbig on one side and the other guy on the other side. Queen in the middle.
Okay, and, but that, and that's an – okay. All right, so pick, you would play Alex Highsmith or T.J. Watt closer to the line of scrimmage is what you're telling me.
Well, you could do that, but if he's demanding that kind of money, it's time to move on.
Yeah, I've got some thoughts about the Watt contract. And thank you for the call. Appreciate it. We're going to get into the Watt contract next segment. I go back and forth on this. Limits and I can debate this, whether it's a good idea, whether it's a bad idea. Do we have anybody else in the draft situation, Limits?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's go to Rick in Saxonburg.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Rick, what's going on?
Good morning. How are you? Hey, I'd like to just throw something out. It's not going to be real popular, I guess, but we don't get Aaron Rodgers. We don't want him. Let's not even worry about him. You take the money that you could pay him, and you spend it on either the offense or the defensive line, whatever. You let Mason Rudolph have his day, and either he fails and we move up in the draft next year, or he succeeds and we can put some faith in him. But I think it'd be a lot better if we just didn't try to win everything this year, because that's not going to happen. And I don't like the way Aaron Rodgers, you know, plays the game anyway. So let's just give up on it. And if you want to, like fourth, fifth round, then you pick up a quarterback that you may be able to work with or groom or whatever. And you have extra money now with Rodgers, and you may be able to get a free agent to fill a spot that you normally wouldn't be able to do.
Yeah. I understand your opinion, Rick, and I don't necessarily disagree with it, except that the Steelers disagree with it, and that's probably the only thing that matters, right? Like, if they've got the financials worked out with Rodgers, which it seems like they have, and if they've got a deal sitting there that they've agreed to that he can act on at any time, I think whether you, I, Limits, the guy down the street, anybody wants them to do this, they're going to do it. But I understand what you're saying. Take the money and repurpose it. I also yeah. question, you know, what sort of talent is sitting out there right now unsigned? How well would they do for themselves?
If I may say one more thing, if you, I forgot what I was going to say.
All right, Rick. Have a good one, man. Appreciate the call. Who else we got, Limits?
All right, here is Jim in North Hills to finish it off.
Oh, hi. Just a kind of a radical thought. I remember the phrase, coach doesn't like a shootout. So here's my question. Is he okay winning a game largely because of a genius quarterback? Is he really okay with that? Does he want to have an okay quarterback and win by genius coaching? Just a radical thought.
What's your point?
My point relates to the twice a year suggestion Tomlin doesn't like to be in a room with people that are smarter than him. And then the subject goes away. It's kind of taboo. Does he want to do a genius coaching, or can he really handle having a genius quarterback?
Jim, what are you talking about? He's trying to sign Aaron Rodgers, right?
Yeah, and then when he gets here, what's he going to do? Is he going to let him be a genius, or is he going to...
I don't know, but you're you're loading up on the veiled insults. I don't understand. I mean, they're sitting here. The Steelers are waiting around far too long, and it's because of Mike Tomlin to roll out a red carpet for Aaron Rodgers. Like, I don't think he's going to suddenly have a heel turn once Aaron Rodgers gets in the building. You can disagree with signing Aaron Rodgers, but like,
Thanks,
man. I don't understand that line of thinking. I mean, if you want to be against Aaron Rodgers, if you want to be against how Mike Tomlin has handled coaching the Steelers, or think that Mike Tomlin's not a very good football coach, fine. I'm also the belief that I don't think Mike Tomlin sits in a room and scripts how he wants to win a game, other than we got to limit turnovers, we got to play too cautious. Maybe that's a game script. I don't know, but I mean, if it plays out differently and the Steelers win, I don't think Mike Tomlin's going to turn it in. I don't think he's going to give up. And I mean, yeah, it's a weird move. It's a weird move to bring in Aaron Rodgers. But you know what sort of links the two for me? If you think about Aaron Rodgers as a person, Mike Tomlin as a person, they had a lot of success earlier in their careers. They've also had a lot of dirt shoveled on them. A bunch of people questioning what they can do in the postseason. A bunch of people questioning, are you really that guy that you used to be? There's a pretty good motivation for them to work together and disprove some of those narratives. I don't know if they can do it, but I think that's why Mike Tomlin's sticking with it. And I understand people, you know, who dislike the move, who dislike Tomlin, but I mean, they're in it at this point. They're a lot closer to this ending than the start of it.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. I'm Jason Mackey, in for the guys. Austin City Limits, Bechtold producing. By the end of the show, I will settle on something to call Austin. I should just go with City Limits.
Your pick, Jason. You take the call.
All right, we'll just stick with Limits. That's fine. We're going to get into some Pirates talk in a little bit. Kevin Gorman from the Tribune Review will be along at noon. Austin and I were just kicking around some ideas, which I'm excited to talk about this because I think it's an interesting storyline with the Pirates. Want to go a little bit bigger picture off of last night's game to Henry Davis homering, O'Neill Cruz homering, some guys they certainly need to produce. I liken the Pirates a lot to dials, you know, where you can turn a dial, and those two are pretty big ones, quite literally. Henry Davis comes up here and really finds it, becomes the 1-1 pick the Pirates thought they were getting, which theoretically should happen at any minute, can be very big. O'Neill Cruz has been kind of quiet, been a lot quiet. The center field has not been good, but that bat obviously plays, and you tend to see when the weather warms up, O'Neill Cruz comes alive. He did that last night in a key moment. We'll talk a little bit more about that as well as where this could go, I guess, if it goes the other way. But I wanted to finish off some Steelers topics and get into this TJ Watt, not the Instagram post, because I'm still kind of baffled by that. The fact that it's just out there and we really haven't heard any more. I understand the strategy. You sort of put it out there, get talked about, oh, what's going on with TJ Watt and his contract, and we have to freak out and have a whole discussion point about it. But generally, at some point, you clarify what that was about, whether some news or something's leaked or whatever. It's just kind of a pretty big matzo ball hanging out there. We're all guessing what TJ Watt might have said, but I was originally, and I probably still am, against the idea of paying TJ Watt $40-plus million a year. I don't see, not the value, I don't see the strategy. I'll put it that way. I don't see the logic. What I see is the Steelers doing the same old thing they've been doing, and it hasn't been working. So I don't know why I'm going to cling to it. That's also a useless thought, because I think they're going to pay him. I think everybody around the team expects them to pay him. But I read something the other day that made me think about it differently. And credit to Chris Halleck from DK Pittsburgh Sports, who wrote this. And it was a really smart look at what TJ Watt makes compared to NFL inflation, the percentage of cap that he's basically taking up right now. And it's not much. It's not that different. And the points that Chris made, basically with the cap being $279.2 million right now, if TJ Watt would come out with a 42.8 average annual value, that's 15.3% of the Steelers' salary cap. Okay, I mean, that's a lot. That's actually less than the final year of Myles Garrett's deal. You're also going to manipulate that. TJ Watt last year was at about 12% of the Steelers' cap. It'll be closer to 11% this year. You can move things around. Point number one, contracts aren't guaranteed. Point number two, Omar Khan's really good at the salary cap thing. So just because it says 42.8 average annual value doesn't mean it's 42.8 every single year. So maybe you slice and dice that, you can move it around, but bottom line, percentage-wise, because of how the cap has changed so drastically, it's really not that big. To me, that was a massive number. You know, I see over 40 million, I think it's insane. At the same time, a little bit of perspective, in 2021, the league salary cap was 182.5 million. In 4 years, it's grown a lot. So yeah, that money's going to go up with it. Watt's going to make more money. But the highest his cap hit has been about $30 million. It goes up 10, something like that. Again, I still think I fundamentally disagree with lumping that much money into one defensive player. Because it's also true, I did a bit a few nights ago, that if you look at defensive players who make a lot of money, there are a lot more that are playing on bad teams because of how that money is appropriated. And if I look at what could be gained by trading Watt, again, these are useless thoughts because they're not going to do it. I would rather have that than take the gamble that paying $40-plus million a year is going to work out. I'm worried there's just far too much mediocrity in there. There's far too much of what the Steelers have done and not enough of changing their habits. The rest of the NFL changes to more of an offensive league, and they're still spending on the defense. We're still looking at Minkah Fitzpatrick with a bloated cap hit, playing 35 yards from the line of scrimmage. Why are we doing this? Think differently. It's actually one reason why I love Limit's suggestion of taking a wide receiver in the first round. Again, If I'm left to my own devices and I'm going to make this decision on my own, I'm still going defensive tackle. But I think it's a highly intelligent and smart way of thinking. you're going to beef up your wide receiver and say, here, I dare you to cover Emeka Ebuka, George Pickens, and DK Metcalf. Go ahead. Go ahead. And here's our aging quarterback. You might think he's aging, but you know what Aaron Rodgers can do? Deliver the ball to the right guy. Probably deliver the ball quickly to the right guy, smartly to the right guy, and let them go make plays. It's a smart way to run your team. I don't know if they're going to be able to stop the run. Baltimore might run for 200-plus late in the season. We'll see. Maybe it's okay. Maybe you get a defensive tackle late. Maybe somebody really surprises you. I don't know. I just want anything that is thinking differently and throwing another, you know, that much money, $40 million. I still don't like it. But it did, again, make me think differently about it if you look at it in terms of percentages and how much it really is or could be in terms of, you know, what's a signing bonus, what's kicked ahead, what the actual dollar amount is percentage-wise compared to the cap. Second point with the Steelers and the draft stuff, and this is in no way related to TJ Watt, it's more back to the quarterback stuff that we were talking earlier in the hour, is running back. In which route they go and what the Steelers have been telling us about their plans, about how they view running backs, how important they view running backs, their pre-draft list of visitors is something. And I mean that in a good way. I like that they've kicked the tires on a lot of running backs. I think there's a lot of intriguing guys out there. They also have an opportunity here to do something. I think there's an opportunity for a guy to come in here and play right away. We've talked a lot about Jaylen Warren and Kenneth Gainwell. And I don't think we're going to see the Steelers take, I don't know, Omarion Hampton, Ashton Jeanty, something like that. Like, I don't think they're going to go first round with it. They could go third round. They could go fourth round. And I think you could see them draft somebody who's a really good complement to what they already have. Like, you bring in an Ollie Gordon II from Oklahoma State, big, powerful back. I'm all in on that. I like that skill set mixed with Gainwell, Jaylen Warren, not putting too much tread on anybody's tires. Bishal Tooten. Limits, how do you say that name? I keep killing it.
Yeah, I think it's Bishal Tooten.
Bishal.
Tooten, I know, is the last name.
Well, the Tooten's the easy part. I keep wanting to say Bishal.
No.
Bishal. Bishal?
Bishal. I think it's Bishal. I'll make sure.
I almost had it. Bishal. Bishal Tooten. It's one of those things I kept meaning to. I'm going to look this up. I'm going to look this up. I'm going to look this up. I'm going to get a pronunciation. And then I went to say it. And darn it if I didn't do that. But either way, the kid from Virginia Tech, super fast. Believe he had the fastest 40 time at the combine. Can fly. Put him in an all speed backfield, third down capability, something like that. I go back and forth on a guy like Travion Henderson. Can do a lot of things. Probably the most complete back who's out there. Henderson, of course, from Ohio State. I just don't know how quickly, how much, I mean, if that's the option, if you can get Henderson in a later round, I mean, sign me up. I just don't think they're going to. I don't think he lasts that long, and I don't think I would use a first-round pick on him. I think it's probably an overdraft at 21. Probably the same thing with Hampton. If you had a second-round pick, those might be guys worth looking at. One scouting service I was looking at had Tooten going as a seventh-rounder. Sign me up for that, too. Absolutely on board there. There's a lot of... But my point in this segment or this little dissertation was that I think that the draft is much more interesting when it comes to running backs. I think it's maybe an underplayed storyline, something that's not talked about here, where that's an important piece of the puzzle for the Steelers. It's a marquee position. It's somebody they're screaming that they're going to take. They're going to do something there. Let's listen to them. 50-minute mark on the Fans brought to you by South Oaks Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Route 19 in Peters Township. Also want to tell you 93.7 The Fan and the Pirates want to visit teams in action for our youth baseball and softball showcase presented by Sheetz. Parents and coaches, send an email to us at youthsports@937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team. And 93.7 The Fan may make a stop at your field. Details at 937thefan.com. Brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. So a lot going on with the Pirates. We'll shelve the draft talk for a little bit. 12 o'clock hour, going to get into a lot of Pirates topics with Kevin Gorman. What did Henry Davis' performance mean for him last night. The future, Andy Rodriguez on the shelf, Joey Bart, same deal. Henry Davis has a pretty good opportunity here in the immediate future. O'Neill Cruz, suddenly a leadoff hitter, was a home run hitter last night. What does that mean for the Pirates? Also talk a little pitching, where Kevin sees them going with Carmen Majinski, and also the kitchen has been hot a few times recently. Maybe you've noticed. We're going to talk about all that, Austin and I, as well as with Kevin Gorman from TribLive.com. Don't go anywhere. It's Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey in for both of them.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.